Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Tom Capone, depending upon where you are. Welcome to another session of Coffee in the Clouds with the NYDLA. Today, we welcome to our podcast, Vitrium Systems, Protecting Your Revenue, Generating eBooks Without the Hassle. Again, Tom Capone with the NYDLA, and I will be your host and moderator in today's discussion. I am pleased to introduce Mr. Grant Bernard, Chief Technology Officer with Vitrium Systems. Grant is not only the CTO at Vitrium, but he was Vitrium's very first employee at the company, which was established over 10 years ago, and one of the company's chief architects and implementers of Vitrium's document security solution, Protected PDF. Grant is primarily responsible for the overall product direction of the company, in partnership with his team and the customers at Vitrium. He has been directly involved in over 100 custom implementations of Protected PDF with clients, and he's developed a wealth of knowledge about the market for intellectual property, copyright, and online privacy protection. It's a pleasure to have you today, Grant.
Thank you, Tom, and I'm glad to be here too.
So, Grant, let's get right to it. You're here today because you're seeing an increase in the demand in the marketplace among educational institutions to protect their digital assets and intellectual property. Also, eliminate online piracy, particularly as it relates to ebooks and other online course materials. As more educational institutions offer online courses and distance education, this is clearly becoming an increasing concern. Why do you think this is occurring?
Yeah, so to begin to understand this trend, Tom, we need to first understand what intellectual property is. The World Intellectual Property Organization defines it as referring to creations of the mind, such as inventions, literacy, artistic works, design, symbols, names, and images, and such forth used in commerce. So in education, IP can be found in a breadth of materials, including textbooks, ebooks, course materials, videos, tutorials, and so on. Since the beginning of time, or at least the beginning of the written word, authors, educators, publishers, and content creators have wanted to protect their intellectual property. And it's no different today. But the challenge in today's context is that a lot of this content is available online. So the question becomes, how do we protect our digital content? Here at Vitrium, we have primarily focused to date on protecting documents and ebooks in PDF format, but our long-term vision and roadmap includes protecting all kinds of content, other document types, videos, images, or anything that could contain some form of IP, as it's our mission to help customers protect their digital assets. And we're absolutely seeing an increase in this trend as we gain more traction with customers from the e-learning and corporate training sectors.
So is intellectual property then the same as copyright protection, or is it different?
It's a good question. I would say copyright is one aspect of intellectual property. Again, according to the World Intellectual Property Organization, IP is protected in law by patents, copyright, and trademarks, which enable people to earn recognition or even financial benefit from what they invent or create. So copyright, or an author's right, is a legal term used to describe the rights that creators have over their literary and artistic works. Works covered by copyright range from books, music, paintings, films, even computer programs, of course, maps, and technical drawings. Copyright protection is the right to make copies of this work, the right to sell or otherwise distribute copies of this work, and the right to prepare new works based on the protected work, and the right to perform the protected work in public. Let's consider this in a real-world example today. So in a traditional educational setting, and I'm talking about a student sitting in a classroom at a bricks-and-mortar type of school, the student will likely have at least one, if not multiple, hard copy textbooks that have copyright by that have been copyrighted by a publisher or author. And this student likely paid for the textbook, or perhaps the school did. So that textbook is copyright protected. But now imagine the scenario in an online world. The textbook is an ebook. It should and often does, have the same copyright protection as the hard copy book. But the challenge is now, how do you prevent the student from redistributing that ebook or sharing it online for 1,000 more students to gain access to? Suddenly the publisher, the author, and the school have lost revenue. The problem here is online piracy.
So how do you define online piracy? And what implications does this have for e-learning?
Well, simply put, piracy is making copies of products without the consent of the rights holder and intentionally committing those acts of copyright infringement for some form of financial gain. Online piracy is just the digital form of that. Piracy remains a problem for many publishers, and the internet has made it so much easier for many unauthorized readers to gain access to a wide selection of materials. Digital information can be copied within a span of seconds and basically multiplied millions of times over. Small thefts, plagiarism, and copyright violations happen all the time, and sometimes the impact is minimal. But if you start multiplying these small infractions by 100, 1,000, hey, even a million, you start to have a serious problem. And I have a stat here. So according to the State of Application Security Report, 22% of all global internet bandwidth is actually used for online piracy. And in 2014, companies lost $837 billion to pirated content. So while understandably the vast majority of this pirated content is music, games, and software, ebooks are quickly gaining here as well. The book industry study group surveyed 1,600 students, 25% of whom said they or someone they knew illegally downloaded textbooks. That's up 8% from the previous year. And this is only a small survey, of course. Imagine taking that 25% and multiply it by thousands of students that each e-learning institute or corporate training division might have and the numerous documents, e-books, and materials they distribute. The revenue loss from such pirated content becomes even more magnified, not to mention the potential costs associated with damaging IP leaks.
Wow. Those numbers are staggering. What can the members of the NYDLA and our e-learning community do to prevent such leaks and pirated content from occurring?
Sure. So, well, the obvious answer here, and I want to make sure I don't lose anyone because it's not always the most popular answer, but it's DRM, Digital Rights Management. Now, I know the term DRM has not always been a favorite subject of people, but for authors, publishers, schools, and other educational institutes who earn their living or earn revenue from selling published content, it is important. But it doesn't have to be complex and cumbersome. So this is the key. With advancements in technology today, DRM can be applied to documents and still be offered to end users or students without the hassle or complexities that we've experienced in the past. So for example, at Vitrium, we have always strived to offer DRM for documents without the hassle of typical encryption-based programs. That's been our focus. These programs often require numerous steps and additional application downloads to decrypt or unlock a secured document. It was a real hassle. Instead of Vitrium, we focused the last 10 years on the end user and reader experience, ensuring it's seamless, hassle-free for them, while at the same time offering our customers, so those are the authors, publishers, and educational institutes, the protection they need for their copyrighted materials and intellectual property.
And how have you managed to do this, Grant?
So in the beginning, we built our program to work with Adobe Reader platform since we were protecting PDF documents. Back then, Adobe was the dominant PDF viewing platform for many years, but since the proliferation of mobile and tablet devices have recently taken off, we've been focused on providing ebook protection that is more web and mobile friendly. This has resulted in us building a web viewer in which our software takes the PDF files but then converts them to a web document, a mobile-friendly one at that, while at the same time applying the security layer and other DRM controls such as print and copy control, document expiry, user watermarks, and reader access rights. So in fact, many of the reader access rights can be pulled directly from your current system, such as learning management system, whether it's an Active Directory system, or another user credential system. For those listening to this podcast, this may not be too technical, but the simple fact is you can protect your ebooks and other PDF materials using our software with government level encryption, but your viewers don't have to download any annoying plugins, applications, apps, or extra software to unlock and view the secured file. That's key. And if our customer has integrated protected PDF with their own systems using our single sign-on approach, the student may never even realize the document has DRM in it. So not until they try to print the document or send it to a friend, then they quickly realize those options aren't possible due to the security and control measures put in place on the document. There are even ways to circumvent password sharing by setting computer or device limits. We offer a variety of DRM controls for our customers. It's ultimately up to them what level of security and control they wish to apply to their documents. We have a wide variety of use cases among our clients too, from those offering single sign-on and integration with their learning management systems to those who simply use our hosted environment to manage their documents and readers using our software wholly.
Wow, thank you so much, Grant. This is indeed interesting, and I could only see this becoming more and more critical as we go more and more into a digital world. If our listeners are interested in learning more about your document security solution, Protected PDF, what do they need to do next?
Sure, I would suggest visiting our website at www.vitrium.com. That's V-I-T-R-I-U-M. .com, and either requesting a free trial or demo from one of our sales reps, or check out one of our white papers or ebooks. They can also contact the sales rep directly at 1-866-403-1500, which is a toll-free number for those based in North America, or they can call us directly at 1-604-677-1500 for those outside of North America.
Wow, that's fantastic, Grant. Thank you so much. And just as a reminder to our listeners, since Vitrium is a silver sponsor of the NYDLA, all NYDLA members are eligible to receive a 20% discount off their annual subscription. So please take the time and get yourself protected. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Grant, this was fantastic. Great information, and so timely for the NYDLA community. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was another session of Coffee in the Clouds. Thank you for your time.